Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm just going to talk about the Gallant thing to make sure everybody knows. We didn't call the rape, but it's like tomorrow morning, before afternoon, whatever's going to happen, we're going to call it right away, let everybody know. It will be on Facebook. I will call a few people also. I'll send a mass text message out to all you guys so you know. It's one of those things where the weather was kept going up and down. One minute's down and the next one's up. If you notice, the pollen started dropping and stuff was coming down. And one minute's coming and it's not going to come. Then it's not going to rain. Then it also had to turn for the worse. And to say the honest truth, I didn't know what was going to do. And a couple of the vendors that's coming out there and everything, I try to tell them. I was ready to try to let go right quick, telling me, no, it's been changing back and forth. And I told him, we can wait until tomorrow morning, and tomorrow afternoon, by the afternoon, I have to make a decision. So that decision will be made by tomorrow. Done deal. I see a lot of stuff going out there. Whether it's negative or positive, it don't matter to me, which I see a few people on here right now. I could care less, but whatever. The deal is, it is what it is. I'm sorry. Can't stop Mother Nature. One thing I will tell you, what I will be doing, and I'm working on it right now, and I don't care whether any other promoter do it, what they do what they do, and I'm going to do what I do. I will find a place. I'm working on this right now, and we will be either Friday or Saturday. I'll let you guys know about that, and we will be cooking right there for everybody, regardless, because I'm trying to get it indoor and free of charge. I'm going to actually have, whether it's fish, ribs, alligator, that's what we're going to do. And I already got people in place of it to take care of it, help me out. And we will go ahead and have a good time anyhow. It's not about racing all the time. It's about having a good time. So regardless, I'm not going to make the best of it. And I'm not asking for not one thing from nobody. I will be doing it and making sure it happens for this weekend regardless. So that be said, can spread the whatever they can spread around, they can tell it, and just see if they can do the same thing next time for us, see if they do something for the races, and see if you get the same treatment. I'll put it as that, you know, because I do see a couple of promoters out there throwing a hee-hee, ha-ha, you know. It is what it is. Those haters fuel you, and they make you better, so I'll show them something a little bit better, because it's going to come out stronger for the next one regardless. So, I mean, but that being said, anybody want to open their mic up, I got no problem. And if they want to ask any questions, they can ask it. I have no problem with it either. And they do what you got to do. I'm not telling you to come down or nothing, because I don't want you going, coming down in the rain or whatever. I refuse to tell you to do that. You got to know, sometimes you got to have the good with the bad. And you got to be prepared. That's all to it. That's all I can tell you. You know, not everything's going to go good every time. And it's one of those times right now that it's looking a little bleak. I'm not going to tell you no lie. It's looking like the weather to me. I don't like the percentage. I've seen it go up again, and it's bad. At one time last week, it was zero. The sun was shining, 70 degrees. Next thing you know, it went to 50. Then it went to 40. Then it went to 60. Now, you know, I don't know what it is. The last one, I didn't even bother to look. So what it is, we'll see about what it's going to be tomorrow. And it's going to be me and Dexter making that decision. And honest tell you the truth, you know, I don't want you taking a ride all the way out there and then expecting to race and then say it rained. So I'm just letting you at your own. But I can also say, like, should be no problem at all from what I'm hearing, that we could be able to get a building close by done. If it's all been done, we'll be turning around and we'll be cooking. Matter of fact, I got a couple people helping me out. Thanks God to the guys down south that always looked out for me, Fat Daddy Ray, the whole crew. Even Kane Carolina, he even turned around and told me that whatever I need to help out, I got my wife to help me too, cooking. And we're going to do our thing. We're going to cook, and ain't going to worry about asking nobody for nothing. But the racers that come out there that want to come down and hang out and talk some trash, we're going to let you go ahead and have fun and go have a good time inside there regardless. So I will get the building once I get the number and everything, get everything the way I want it. I'm hoping for everything to go like it's supposed to for this building. We go, and we'll do it. If not, there is a spot over there down by the park where the thing is. I want to make sure I can get something that nobody gets wet. And we're going to have a good time regardless. We're going to just turn it up regardless. I don't care who it is. We're going to have a fun time. So if anybody got something to say, you know, come on in here. I know I have to leave out in a little while because I have to do the shopping, getting everything. So I'm only going to keep the show on to 7:30, you guys. So if you're coming in here now, come right away. And we're going to work it out. We're going to definitely work it out. I hate to see it happen like this, but I got to do what I got to do. So I'm going to open up the first mic anyhow. 845-0695, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? What's going on? Everything is everything, man. I'm hoping for the best, but damn.
It happens. You know, and like I said, you know, Mother Nature is in God's plan. So, you know, we're going to do the best we can do. We're going to push it out. We're going to do whatever we got to do. And, you know, I got some good guys that want to still come down regardless. Telling me I don't care. We just getting out regardless. They want to come hang out. and that's all about it. They didn't even talk about racing. They said they just want you third party, we going at it. And like I said, if we going to throw it, I'm not asking for nothing. Just come out, enjoy yourself, eat whatever. You're a race or a fan, you're welcome to come in when we do it. That's all to it.
Nice. Yeah, so I'm definitely coming. I'm definitely coming.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I got guys that's down there that actually left like about a half an hour ago, and I told them, look, I don't want to say yes or no, but I'm just letting you guys know that the percentage don't look good. And they said, we don't care. We going down there anyhow, Joe. You going to come down there later? I said, I'll be there. Ain't no problem. So we just hang out. If something ain't going, hey, we've been there before. Which is true.
Yeah.
We've been there for Phoebe's wedding or whatever, you know, and everything else. One time when it rained and we all had a party at the motel. A great time.
Yeah.
So it's more time. It's like fellowshipping with one another, you know, sharing each other, you know, having fun with each other. But you ain't got to worry about it.
I was just down there. I was come out.
Huh?
I said I was just down there last weekend. I was there for a couple of days, and it was like 75 degrees. It was nice.
I know. Like today, I felt that cold front come in today. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know? Don't get me wrong. Look, you seen what we went out and rented, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't get to see it? Oof.
No. I was busy at work. You know, this last weekend, I went to North Carolina. I was at North Carolina for like 2-3 days last weekend. And then, you know, I was doing stuff there, and then I came back. And I just been busy. You know, I spoke to Terrence a little bit. But, I know something, you guys got something. So I was just waiting to see you guys.
You know, he does his, and I do mine. And that's how we did. We brought together, and it is what it is, you know, like, I mean, there's no doubt about it that we was coming regardless. I don't care. Like I said, I've been in my car. Like I said, I got three of them. Every time I'm going to roll, I got three to roll with, so it's no problem. Wishing the fourth one will be on his way. So we'll have four cars just at my camp, just my household. How about that, my household? So it's going to be a little bit something different. I'm sorry, five, I forgot. I forgot my oldest son's coming out with a car now, too, so it'll be five cars. We'll have in this household. But we'll be rolling a little bit better, having more fun this year. Going to really open up a little bit because, like I said, you guys know what I told you. I'm only going to do it maybe a year or two, and that's going to be it. I'll turn over there and watch Phil and Joe do their thing. But we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to do. Just like what did they say? I ain't going to say it this year, but maybe it might be. I'm not sure. It's like the OJ's tour, the last OJ's tour. Well, this might be the OG's last tour, so what it might be. So I'm just ahead, you know, just have a good time. But regardless, I'll be involved. But I wanted to race this year and have more fun. I know a lot of people say, are you getting behind the seat? Yeah, I am, and I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to go around and do my thing, and that's it. So, like I said, look, put the cars in, let's roll. I guess everybody didn't believe it. Like I said, all both of them, cars sitting in there, all two cars for me, one car for Phil. And then, you know, of course, Terrence got his car. And Shaq had his car. You know, we put a pretty good little number in there. And I can't wait for the next thing, what's going down. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know they want to get in here. And I know I'm going to be closing at 7:30 because I got to go run and go do the shopping real quick and get everything I need. All right? So just stay on the line. But if anybody need to ask me some questions before 7:30, feel free. All right? So I'm going to open this line up, 252-0305. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Joe. It's me. It's Kane. What's going on, Joe? How you doing this evening?
Man, how you doing, Kane? How's everything?
I can't complain. But, due to the weather this weekend, I see it's going to be a chain event. But we're going to make a great bang out of it anyway, you know what I'm saying? All this coming down, please come down. We're going to cook, make sure everything good, and have a good time anyway.
Like I said, I appreciate, you know, I know you guys reached out to me, said if I need anybody to if I need the cookers and stuff, you know, and you told me you got the big pot thing. Like
yes,
I said, I had the food and everything. I ain't not worried about anything else. And we're gonna turn it up. I got Fat Daddy doing deep frying and all that stuff for me. And I know you and your guys got your big grills, so we can throw some grills and whatever else on there and the gator, whatever, you know.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna throw that up on there.
Take care.
Go ahead and turn it up, man. It ain't about, like I said, it ain't about nobody else's. I'm not asking nobody to come out of their pocket, period. Not one person. Not one person. We're going to have fun. I have
fun. Yes, sir.
It's all about giving back to you. I'm going to tell you right now, it's all about giving back to you guys, because if it wasn't for you guys, guess what? I wouldn't be there now. I wouldn't really be pushing all this here doing this. But you guys give me a little extra push, and I want to show you my appreciation. So
yes,
I'll turn it back and give back. As any time you guys, I got to give you guys credit. Whenever it comes down to it, you guys still said, oh, man, don't worry about it. Just come on down. Don't worry about it, man. Nah, I don't want everybody riding down there for nothing. So, basically, I'll throw what I got to throw. And we're going to have a good old time, you know.
That's right.
And like I said,
all you guys,
I'll
be there cooking.
I don't mind. I don't mind having a good time, Kane. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Just get ready. Oh, matter of fact, if I get the building, I'm trying to get the one and done. If I get the one and done, I got the DJ guy. He told me, he said, don't worry about it. I'll come right there and I'll take care of you. I got you.
Gotcha.
So it ain't even like it, you know. So if you want to bring your wife, whatever, bring them on.
Okay.
And have fun. That's all
to it. We'll be there. We'll be there. Right? Definitely be there.
I'll give you everything. You know, tomorrow will be the information.
Yes,
tell y'all we're going to have a good time. And why it all lasts, hey, guess what? Let's eat up and have fun. You might not see somebody next time, so that's my little get-together to y'all.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, guys. But let me just make sure I open up a couple more of these mics, because I know they've been popped up, a lot of them. And if, you know, Kane, if you guys got any other questions, or if anybody on the bus needs some questions, I'm going to make sure I reach out to you so you can tell everybody on the bus, you know, whether or not what we're doing is okay, and we'll work it from there. 443-7807, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, good evening, Tom, to you and everybody in the gang.
Hey, how you doing, Marcus?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Everything is everything, man. You know, we've been preparing for this race, you know, for a few now, and for unforeseen reasons, you know, the weather, it definitely don't look like it's cooperating, but I do like that it's keeping the joy with, you know, providing that, you know, whatever happens, and that you guys still going to, you know, give the racers something to do that's already then set their mind on traveling and, you know, making it a mini vacation anyway, with getting together and doing something and, you know, food and, you know, music and whatever the case may be, just getting together. So I really do like that, Joe, and that says a lot, you know, that stand up for you and Dexter and the crew. My main purpose of hitting the one button tonight, well, I just wanted to see was the people that I had locked in for the event was on the show or not. If Greenleaf, Clifford Milton, or the 757 Most Wanted group, Weeby, but any of those guys on here that, you know, wanted to move the race to, you know, a later date or, you know, somewhere local, you know what I mean, instead of just saying, you know, the race ain't happening, so the race is off the board. You know what I mean? I really want to engage with these guys, but it just don't look like we're actually going to make the trip down. And I talked to you today, and you know, I explained to you to see, you know, what we got going on. And so I just wanted to see if those guys are on the line, and see if they really want to race or not. And if so, you know, We can move it to another day, another track, or get together another time. That's, you know, either way, I'm looking to have fun.
I can tell you about the parents and them for another date, because I'm pretty sure they don't mind doing something again, because they were just talking about it. Shat was talking about it also. They all were talking about it. It's not like they didn't run the race.
We
all still coming down, but I'm just letting you know. I know after this week, I know a couple of them going in the paint shop. They're going to get painted.
Okay.
Act out. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you, but I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster, whether it's Red Cup. I know those guys are talking about painting their cars right away. And that racing is. A couple of their street cars. I think they're a Track Hawk. Phil's got a little F10 truck that he races. And then they got a Fairmont that they're racing. They're supposed to run at that. I forgot what they call this thing, that Grumman. They're running over there. You know that shit that you ride, I was like 25, 30 mile an hour and hit it, or half mile race and all that crap? Scramble. Scramble.
I got you. Well, anybody that I had locked in for this weekend, me and my dad, we probably gonna be back out with the car at Bunch Creek Memorial Day race. So, you know, if anybody can make it, get up with Joe or get up with us. What you say, Joe? Memorial Day weekend. That's in the May, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So what I do?
Yeah,
is,
I think it's May the 25th, I believe.
I'm pretty sure. What I do is I tomorrow, because I know we all getting together, and you know, actually packing up the trailer and everything, and we rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you've seen. Well, we're riding in Marcus, but you know, like I said, we took this one just to have some fun. Like I said, like we going a few places this year, whether it's Chicago.
Yeah,
we rolling this year. We even said we even gonna take a ride. We even going to California. How about that?
Man, that's what's up, man. New adventures and new, you know.
And
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm going to send this here to you so you can see it, Marcus. You'd be surprised what we just decided to step up, you know, end up being real friends. And he gave us a good deal, still have a deal. That, well, can't complain of what he did for us. You know, most times
mm-hmm.
you decide, you know, you ride and you know how it goes. You know, but it's nice when you can put all the cars in one thing and we drive on down and everybody can share the drive, like going, instead of worrying about trying to tow, we just got one regular vehicle. Even the women can drive if you needed somebody to drive.
Right.
That's on it. So that's what it's going to be. And we're going to have a little more fun. We're going to actually travel a lot this year. So it seems
mm-hmm.
like it's going to be more traveling than before we ever did. You know, I'm glad to do it, but I'm going to send you this so you can see it. So you'd be surprised what we got. You know, a lot of people didn't know this. But, like, I'm going to get hold to you, too, Jeff. Well, I know Jeff was talking about he's headed down anyhow. He says he's going testing regardless. I know I'm going to get Mike Lang and them guys together. Because I think Mike just tagged me just a while ago. I'll get back in a little bit later on, Mike, because I'm going to get you in there with Jeff. I don't know. I know you guys said if it was going to rain on Saturday and not on Friday, you guys wanted to get it. You wanted to get it off on Friday. So, you know, I understand what you're coming from there. So, but we'll see. There ain't but one way to find out.
Yeah,
so
we can do. And I see what you were saying, Joe. You know, and it actually is. It's actually like it's kind of putting icing on the cake on the whole the deal, you know, for the week with the damn what is it called? Oh, shit. What you were talking about when you first came on, about that track? The damn pollen. Did you see that?
Yeah, but you got to understand. I don't know if you guys ever went with me to Fayetteville one time. Everybody's hair was green and everything. It goes down,
wow.
And that's what the rain. It comes down and it washes off. So
yeah,
like
so that's what I said. I said, it, you know, it might be a good thing the way it is. Things are, you know, with all that pollen.
Believe it or not, they do that every year. A lot of guys we just didn't never got to get, never seen what it was like. But it, every year.
Okay.
Does, even though last year was the same way.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I sent it to the wrong person. Did I send you something, Marcus?
Let me see. Let me check my phone. No, I didn't get it, Joe.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm going to send it to you so you can see.
Did you send it to me, maybe? Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's nice, man.
You feel?
She didn't send it to me, Joe.
That's nice, Joe. Yes, sir. That's badass.
Yeah. So we riding. We ain't.
Yeah.
Hold on, Cowboy. We riding.
Yeah, y'all riding California style.
Yeah, we riding. We ain't. This is totally different. Like I said, we want to go out. Like I said, I want to go out with a bang. If I go out, I don't want to be.
That's right.
I want. You know what I'm saying? Probably
I like that.
A lot of people forgot how to have fun. How about that?
Right.
They don't know how fun it is when you turn around and everybody go on making a trip out of it, you know? So we gonna make it. When we say gonna make it right, we really gonna go the next step out. Next step, honestly, the truth is we're working on something right now. We're working on a bus. And that's what we plan on doing. So we can be, when we riding, we all on the bus. Our own bus. Not no rented bus this time. Our own. So we can be able to roll on our own. We don't need to go, whether we use it for, whether you're going out, going on a trip, you know, we can have something for ourselves. Because right now the bus company is so crazy. We asked the bus company to go down to Gallant. And to be down there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, what would you think the price would be for the bus company?
Man, Joe, I really don't know. Cowboy might know. My Cowboy might got a little more info on that type of stuff. You know?
No, I gave Joe the number. I mean, I already know the price because Joe told me after he got off the phone with them. He even tried last year. You know, so I know.
Okay.
I wish I'd have bought the bus back 5 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
$13,000.
Damn.
$13,000. Yes, sir.
And that's paying
that's
the guy's hotel, his food.
And I got to pay for it. Yeah, I got to pay, and I got to pay for his hotel and everything else. Two drivers, you got to pay two drivers, shit. So
yep.
It wasn't worth it. It wasn't feasible. But now it's one of those things where we can decide we get our own thing and go from there. We ain't gonna mess around. Mine should go
hey,
ahead
Joe,
and go.
So that's right. Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question. What's the odds of you know, people keeping the lock-ins locked up for another time? I mean, have you heard people do that? Or most time when people find a way out, they take it and run with it?
Nah, you know what? I'm going to tell you straight out. The majority of them said the race is dead. The race is dead. And don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I like to see the other ones get off. You got a lot of guys that said they'll go. Other places, then you got a lot of guys say, I ain't doing it. For what reason?
Okay.
Maybe because they thought they were tricked into something. So a lot of them, they got time to think.
Right.
And they try to get after it. They don't want to tell you. They say, oh, no, maybe another day, blah, blah, blah. It was a good moment. But, you know, if you're a real racist, you want that guy bad, you will go ahead and go back out. And I say it to anybody, because a lot of people think that it's got to be at my show or whatever. Hey, if you want that person, that man, you can go to another show and go ahead and go get that man.
I agree 100%.
You know, but if you don't want to go, you don't want to go. And don't get me wrong, I done had people come to me and say, and I'll say it straight out, I'm not supporting this one, I'm not supporting that one. I done heard it already. You know, I'm not doing it over here, and you know, but I don't get involved in it. I'm not going to be the one that's going to tell nobody. So they do what they want, and I know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
Kane said, we're going to do something. We kept it on. We're going to keep it on the table. We're going to keep it on the table. We're going to run. We're going to run. I know Block Baby and Phil, they're going to do it. I don't know where, but they're supposed to do it. They're going to still do their race. And that's how
right.
it's going to be. They ain't going to, you know, I tell you that, you know, it ain't going to be none of that. But there's a lot of other things that's going on that a lot of people don't want to, for whatever, past practice, whatever, something was done to them or whatever, and they just feel like they don't want to, you know, go to certain people's thing or do something for this one or do something for that one. And I don't know, you know, that's on them. But like I said, tomorrow I'll let everybody know everything. I will turn around Mass Texas. I will have it on my Facebook page, and I can tell you whether it's canceled, everything is done, and we're going to work from there. You know,
okay.
Nothing else I can say, you know. But all I know is if you come down, you come down. I'm not going to tell you to come down, because I'm not, and I'm not holding nothing against you for not showing up. But it's a risk to take like that. I'm just letting you know. But the people that have already been telling me that they want to come down, they want to do something, I am doing that. And like you heard Kane said, he's got his big cooker for me and everything out there. Fat Daddy's got his cooker. Ray's bringing his deep fryer. You know, Dexter's bringing his guy. We're going to cook the alligator, cook the fish, and cook the ribs. We don't care. We're just going to go ahead, you know, rice, the collard greens, everything, and have a good time. And not ask me.
Right.
It's nothing. Nobody gives up no money. Kids. Don't want nothing.
Let's stand up, man.
You know, don't want nothing. Don't need nothing. That's how I'm going to tell you. We're going to have a good time. And that's it. You know, you got a lot of other ones out there that's just, I'll say it, janky ass promoters. How about that? You know, I've seen it happen. I see stuff, you know. Sometimes they think you don't see shit what they write, but I see it. I laugh at it. But if I say right now, I can't feel my shoes. How about that? And I call it cocky.
I feel you.
Car. I'm telling you straight out like that. So they can do the same thing. Don't even go up there and try to act like you somebody. You ain't doing shit. You know? It ain't about the money. It's about having fun. You can't have fun. I can go to any show and be, I can pack a show out and but be acting wild and all that. But am I going to have fun? I want something where I'm having fun at. It don't matter about
right.
how many cars I got. It's how I'm having the fun. If you ain't got the fun, I ain't in it no more. And that's how it's going to be. And that's what I told my kids. I told Terrence and them, I don't mind going anywhere or doing something or supporting y'all, helping y'all, but it's got to be fun. If there ain't no fun going with it, don't turn around having you with it. I'm just letting you know. I will travel. I will travel. If I have to travel by myself, I will do it. You know,
right.
I got a road over here to help me out. So we can, when we wanted to go, we going. But there's a lot of other ones
that's
that turned around and told me some places. They asked me, they got some couple shows they got coming up, and they asked me to come. Guess what? You'll see me there this year. You know, I'll be at King's show when he has a show. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. I plan on coming to a couple of shows that's going out. You know, those people that show me love, I don't mind showing them back. That's how I look. I'm out there having fun. If I can have fun with it, I'm coming down. I'm riding. So I know we're actually supposed to be going to Alabama this year also. So we're going to roll. We're going to 41. I don't know if you know. Bruce Leroy and them. If you know me, back in the day, Little Tony in the crew, Puerto Rican Pete in the crew, And you know what my name was on the whole thing, even though it was Long Island Joe, I was Motor City Mafia. I was Motor City Mafia when the show started out. It was Motor City Mafia. Those were the people that was part of my connection, my family, what you want to call it. That's how it was. Even though I was Long Island Boys also, but Motor City Mafia has been had to open arms for me for years. When I got sick or whatever, damn jokers say, when I tell you had my back, they had my back. Whether it's Boogie, Donnier, Bruce Leroy, Sam, all those guys, they made sure that I was all right. Uncle Larry, everything. Got sick, those guys called up. It wasn't about racing. About you okay? We make sure. We got to send somebody up there and make sure you good. That's what kind of people I want around me. I don't want the old fakeness. I can tell you that right now. That fake junk, keep it. I want somebody when things are bad, they there for you. And that's what it is about with the racing for me on it. So that's why I'm just saying, give my appreciation back to everybody else. That's what I'm doing this weekend. So those guys,
that's good deal.
What now? Whatever you want. So we're gonna have a.
That's
time
a good deal, Joe. You seen it? You seen those guys? Any mics open?
Huh?
You got any hands up? Don't nobody want to talk to us tonight?
Nah, I guess everybody just being just listening, you know. But we gonna keep it rolling. Like I said, there's a lot of other things going on. And I tell you the big thing going on right now, I'm going to let everybody know, in October, the cancer walk, I do got it at Gallant, in the North Western Stop at Gallant, and I'll give you out a date in October. Everything is set in stone, ready to roll, and I'm just trying to hold out because I'm waiting to unveil this crazy sponsor that I'm going to have. That's going to be insane. That everybody's going to be like, holy cow, you know what I mean? And if it works out the way it's supposed to be, you know, when you're coming out your own pocket when you're doing this, it's totally different. When you got a sponsor, you can do much more. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot better when you got some help. But if you're coming directly out of your pocket all the time, you know, you only can say this is what I can do. But if I already got some money to work with, oh, man, you know how big of a show you can really make it, you know? And I really want to do some certain things. But I want to do some things. I'm not going to tell everybody what I'm doing yet. But if it works out like it is, just hold on and be ready because it's going to be like a movie. It's going to be like a movie to what I do because I'm like every penny that comes to me from the sponsor will all go back into the show because I think we're just getting a raw deal. The good game is getting a raw deal, and you guys deserve more. So basically, I want to see it grow. I want to see it bigger. I ain't tired of hearing when I hear people say, oh, good game is dead. Good game is dead. Good game is just got full of greedy people. That's all to it. Let's be real. And I'll say it.
That's it.
I ain't got nothing to hide. I'll tell you straight out. Greed is the worst thing in the world, you know. It's always turn around, you know. You want to turn around and be able to share with everybody, get a chance to share a spotlight, whether you're slow or fast, you all should be able to have a spotlight on you. That's what I want to say. Spotlight, maybe you got a chance to get a sponsor. That's what I'm looking at. It's about, you know, if you ever looked at back in the days when Street Outlaws come out, the first person you remember, honestly tell you too, was the daggone truck, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Old truck was out there beating up and everybody like old truck. He was the slowest one out of all of them. Then, you know, you got what's-his-name end up coming to Nova and stuff like that. But how was that guy getting so much popular, too? It was just the personality that people like. And that's the same way I want to see with the Grudge. There's a lot of personalities that people like. Might not be the fastest person in there, but guess what? People like him. So, I mean,
right.
I see a lot of guys. I got to tell you guys, I hear stuff all the time. You know, you got certain guys to stand out. You know who people are. You know, you see, like you, yourself, I hear stuff. Antoine, another one. Somebody like Cliffy, you know, people know him. Jason Gray, they know him. You know what I mean? Stuff like, hey, the manager, people know him. You know what I mean? You guys got everybody got a different personality. and everything is different. Nobody turn around the same. Nobody wants to copy and be the same person. You want to be different. You want to stand out of the crowd. And that's what you want. That's when people start to recognize you. If you're all the same, what the heck is this they're doing that? If everybody a Lionel Richie, what the hell are we all going to be? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You hear the same. You ain't hear the same person. Then all of a sudden you get somebody raw, you be like, damn, I like him. You know, because he's different. So dare to be different, and let's roll with it. So that's why I just say, you know, in a good way. I'm not saying a bad way. But dare to be roll and be, hey, let's go ahead. Let's move. Let's move this thing going. Have some fun with it. Everybody know King Carolina now, right? You know,
yeah.
He talks shit, but he's cool. He's a good guy. You know what I mean? Jeff Rogers, definitely on the money. Love him. Definitely a great guy. That's what we're going to keep it rolling. So you ain't got to worry about things. And I'm going to open up probably this last mic because I got to get everything. I got to run. And I'm going to have to get all of his food and stuff so we can have this thing the right way. So I really want to push this thing, and I'm going to make sure you guys are good. So hold on one second. I'm going to open up this next mic, and then I'm going to be rolling. 929-7866, your mic is open.
That's me, Joe. Mel, just listening.
What's going on, Mel? How's everything?
Everything cool.
Everything
good for this week?
No. Like I told everybody, I'm letting them know. The weather's going up and down, so I won't be able to know until tomorrow. I'm not going to turn around and click it off just like last week when everybody said that it was rain was supposed to rain, and then it stopped, and then it didn't rain, and they could have had their show. So they told me, well, I'm waiting until tomorrow because tomorrow is my deadline. That's what I'm doing. I don't want nobody traveling down the road, and then they come out and, oh, it rained or whatever. And like I told, I know a lot of guys told me, said they're traveling regardless, which, and I know who they are. You know, Long Island guys and some of the guys in Chicago, they still want to come down and hang out. You know, they having a good time, and that's it. Like I said, I'm going to be cooking the food and everything. We're going to cook food and everything regardless. I don't care if it ain't a track or whatever. We still going to have a good time. It don't have to be about the racing all the time, and it is what it is. So I'm going to roll it. I'm going to let it be what it is. But I'm not going to tell nobody to go because I'm not going to tell you. And then you go turn around. He should have canceled. No. We having a good time regardless. We're going to have our thing going, whether it's racing or not. And that's what it's going to be. Everybody's got their own reason. So I'm not kicking nobody's reason why not to go or whatever. You do what you got to do, what's feasible for you. I'm not going to tell you to come down there and then it's chance of rain. And like I said, I will call it. There's no problem calling it. I just don't want nobody traveling and thinking that it's a true event and an event. So I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, there's no problem. But hold on one second because I got one more person that hit up. 804-6005, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? I'm just listening.
All right, okay. Yep, so we'll keep it rolling. I'll let everybody know everything tomorrow. I'll make sure I put it out there, and they'll have everything, you know, so you guys know what to do. But I appreciate everybody, the ones that even though they trying to tell me to keep it on, I can't do it that way, and I would never do that to nobody. And I'm not going to gate huff nobody or do no junk like that. But regardless, that's it. I am going to cook the food for everybody, and I don't want a dollar from nobody. Everybody go enjoy, have some, that's something back towards from me and Dexter. You know, we're going to turn around and just have a good time. And I appreciate all the ones that turned around and reached out to me, told me, I didn't have to bring a grill down there, the grills and all that, because if it wasn't for them, you know, I would have to be trying to bring these grills and everything, which now I don't have to worry about it because they're bringing it. Thanks, King Carolina. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Fat Daddy. You guys are the greatest. I can't say, you know, how much more I appreciate you guys. I'll tell you something, too, just so everybody knows this. Fat Daddy, Ray, Corey Sanders, all the whole crew one day. That was my birthday last week. But anyhow, the one day we came out there, and they did something for me, and I could always tell when I talk about it, I always said, man, I appreciate it because they surprised me at the track. They had this cake that was about 4 feet, 4 feet long, and it had, you know, the car on it, Tuck had my name on it, everything. Happy birthday. His wife made some crazy cake. I didn't want them to cut the cake. That's how nice it was. So I always tell them I appreciate them. They're a good friend. No lie. I never ate cake like that before, which is, I look like a sheep. Like it's, I don't know. It didn't look real. It just didn't look real. And I was like, man, that's a damn cake. And I couldn't believe it. Can you really eat that? Yeah, you eat all that. And the way they did the car, the picture that's come on it, it looked like it was paper, but it wasn't.
Nice.
And it was nice, man. And the cake was really good. Beautiful. It was tasting good and everything. I was like, wow, man. So these guys have been my friends since the longest down south. That's why when I come down there, I don't have to worry about, you know, where I got to be or who got my back or whatever. And Rico from Extreme Team, like I said, guys are great, too. They always there in the corner. That's why you seen me down there like about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I came all the way down there to watch, see my friend Austin. I called my little brother. Went out there for his birthday party. They had a bonfire. So it ain't always about race, more friends and everything else than you can imagine that even down there that supports me. And I will support whatever they need or whenever they need something. They got my back and I got theirs. So I just want to tell everybody thank you for your support, and I will let everybody know tomorrow. So I have to leave because I have to do the shopping and getting every other food and everything. But if you make it down, like I said, you know, and I know if some guys just want to just say, come on down, just hang out. Hey, it's no problem at all. If you don't bring no car, it's no problem just hanging out. No big deal. But we're going to party and have fun. That's all to it. Talk some racing, maybe lock up a few racing. And what I'll do, Marcus, when we get all get together over there by the truck, when we're loading all these cars up, I'll call you so you can talk to them direct.
Okay.
All right? I'll make
sure
you. Because I know Phil's getting, he's getting everything together right now as we speak. And Kane, you dodged the
okay,
bullet.
Phil.
That's all I can say. I had to tell Kane, I think he kind of dodged the bullet. Don't worry. It's all right. It's all right.
Hey, Joe. How about that macaroni? Is people still bringing some macaroni?
Well, this is the problem. I need to get you guys to call me and work something out. Because honestly,
yeah.
Tell you the truth, I still want to kind of like do that thing, man. I just got to see what these guys all talk about. If we get enough people or something like that, maybe we'll do something real quick. If not, you know, like I said, I'll have plenty of food there, so we ain't like worried about nothing too much. But, yeah, I'm not really worried about it. I got the food. Like I said, I'll do what I got to do. I'll take care of it.
Gotcha.
You know, if everything else will be good, all y'all do is just have your food, you know, ready to eat. That's all I can say. I don't play around. When I said I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't turn around and do half. I mean, I got to taste the alligator. That's why I'm not cooking the alligator, though. That's one thing I never did. So there's another guy that's going to cook it. I don't know. I think he said he's going to barbecue it. I think Cajun style or something, if I'm not mistaken. I think Jeff Rogers told me, I think he wants to bring some oysters. He wants to get some oysters down there. I know I got the fish and everything else. The oysters, I don't know where you're getting them from. But
So it's going to be on a Saturday? We're going to do that on a Saturday?
I think we should do it on a Saturday because then I give people enough chance to be hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And it could be in the daytime. It ain't not no nighttime. You know what I mean? Maybe 1 o'clock or something like that, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Everybody eating, have tuck junk. They got plenty of time to go back, rest in their room, and go head on back home. You know,
yeah.
Whatever they want. I got no problem. I just got to make sure that Dexter's over there now, right now, as we speak, talking to people, trying to see if we can get one of the buildings. I don't know if you know, they rent out these buildings, and you can get them, and that's what we kind of do. Like a warehouse building, as long as they're open, got lights in it, good. They rent it for 1 and 2 days. That's all I need. So one day, fine with me, roll in there, everybody have a good time, eat, come on back in. So that's how I would get ready to start racing the following week, you know. So it's gonna be all right. Either way, we're going to have fun with it. And ain't going to be no problem whatsoever. So we are ready, ready to roll. And like I said, I know, Cowboy, I know you heard about what we said before, too. Hopefully James gets healed up and feels better. Because I know he told me he wanted to ride, too. He wanted to ride when I go to Chicago. But I did tell him I'm coming. So that's all.
Well, you know, like I said, we're ready, you know. You know, once he's good, I mean, before that, you know, I'll go when you guys go, and then when he's ready, he'll come. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always about riding, so.
Yeah. And then, and it's a new, like I said, this is a new program that we got coming in. You see how I showed you. Well, I'm going to send you it right off of this here. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to send you what we're riding in, how I mean, it's not open. It's not an open car carrier. We're enclosed.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. It's nice. It's beautiful. So that's how I mean.
Yeah.
Mark, have you seen it? You see how it looks, right? What do you think about it? You ain't got to worry about the fucking.
Couldn't ask for no better way to travel.
Nah, you sit back, let it go inside. They tugging it down, insured everything. Everything's cool. You ain't got to worry about a thing inside there. You know, all we do is just drive it. And if you don't want to feel like going to take a ride when we go to Chicago, you jump on the plane, get breeze, take the plane there. Your car's going to be at the track ready for you when we get there. So we got So we got so many options that we can go now. It's great. It's great. And that's the way I have been saying I want you guys to, how many times I've been telling you guys, right, how I wanted to do it. You know, even though we went out and bought this car open trailer, we haven't used it. As a matter of fact, Shaq got a brand new open trailer if anybody wants one. He's selling it.
Yeah, it's a three car. Yeah. It's a 2022. It's brand new. Yeah. 2022.
Brando, we got that over there. That's going to be for sale, you know. I don't know the price on it, but it's brand. When I say brand spanking new, it's up for sale. Like I said, we're going to travel a little different. We're going to have our stuff enclosed and have a little fun. And things work out, like I said. I went forward after this. I know I ain't never went forward before, but, hey. I'll have a Ford after this year, so if everything works out, I'll have me a little something different. I got me a little, if everything works out, it'll be a Cobra AC car. It'll be pretty cool car, my little street car after that. So we'll be done. We're going to have some fun. So so if anybody's traveling down, just take it easy. You know, and like I said, it's at your discretion whether you want to come down. I'm not telling nobody to. And I know God knows these guys have been calling me up. What we doing? I don't want to tell them to come down there and rain. I'm just letting you know, and I don't want you guys to go down there and rain. So basically, I know a lot of the other guys just said, we just want to get away. We coming with you, having fun. And like I said, all you guys always support me, always come. Regardless whether the percentage of rain last year was 50% of rain, but you guys still came, you know, that just shows me a lot. So anytime you can do something like that, but this time, I'm not going to lie to you, this percentage is too scary to call it. That's why I won't tell you to come down. I thought everybody's waiting for me to say, my text is in here, whether it's on Messenger, women and everything. I'm not going to say, you guys, I'm just telling you because I don't like it the way it is. The weather's just too funky, up and down. 1 minute says it's going to rain at night. Then the next thing you know, you got to go through the whole day. Then the following day, it changes again. It's just too much, so I don't want to tell nobody to do that. I'll just let you guys know ahead of time. So if I don't be talking to you, I'll hopefully see you. If I don't see you, I'll see you the next time around. But we will be next Tuesday, have the show on. And I just want to tell everybody good night and God bless. And thank you, everybody, for supporting. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, Joe.
All right.
Thank you soon.
All right. Thank
you. Right.
See y'all, fellas.
See you today.